She says my name. I say Julia. She understands. I say, sorry, Stacy. I say, just kidding, Tina. I say, all right, Margaret. I say, come on, Wendy. How long can I go without saying her name? Recently, I've been reading a book of baby names. Heather, Joan, Elizabeth, Sarah.
Proud stalactites are not an inspiration for a future ghost who doesn't need a shelter, since the raindrop of any nearby union of misfit electrons will do. In fact, it's the molding ghost shedding its skins like damp paper towels that needs being sheltered from.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 39. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with Bound Stems with the song Book of Baby Names from the album Appreciation Night. That came out on September 19th on Flame Shovel Records out of Chicago, just like the band. Normally that sort of track gets played last on my podcast, something that leaves you, not quite straightforward, a little more thinking involved, but this album is kind of a whole album of those sort of songs. Lots of indie rock dispersed with kind of avant compositions, and I don't know, just little spoken bits in, and that's always something that hooks me, so who knows. Book of Baby Names is the name of the song, and baby names have come up in my life just too often recently. Bizarre stuff. Anyway, coming up next, I've got something from the Lemonheads. This is from their new album. Came out September 26th on Vagrant Records. If Vagrant sounds like it's going to be pop punk, well, kind of the album is. It's definitely less power pop and more punky than Lemonheads have been in a long time. I'm going to play a song called Pittsburgh. This one was actually written by Dando, though the album has a number of songs written by his new drummer, Bill Stevenson from All, and Carl Alvarez from All, and the Descendants as well, I guess, is on this record as well as the bass player. So it's kind of the Lemonheads meet the Descendants. Who knew? Anyway, this song's called Pittsburgh.
chances are things went too far. Oh, my love, why have you gone into the arms of another one? Nothing I could do could make you stay. Got carried along, got carried away, got carried along and away. Sounds all wrong. You wanna be loved, I just wanna belong. I wanna believe I belong. And we all go out, then we all come home. But I fall asleep with the TV on at 3 a.m. Oh, say, can you see? The dawn's early light has taken you from me. The dawn's early light has taken you from me. Still spinning, nothing I could do could make you play. Got carried along, got carried away, got carried along and away. And we all go out, then we all come home. But I fall asleep with the TV on at 3 a.m. They play Oh Canada, True Patriot Love.
Okay, if that's not fun, I don't know what is. That was a song by Lucky Lucky Pigeons, the song Who Smells Marshmallows, from their album Happy Birds Day. get it? Lucky pigeons, happy... Anyway, they're out of Sweden, somewhere north of Uppsala, but south of Umeå. I don't know, never been there. Maybe I should go. That came out on August 28th of this year on Freedom Road Records, though probably a little earlier on a Swedish label. The band is working on a full length, I would imagine, and they are as cute can be, and that song's great. Before that, you heard the Joel Plaskett Emergency, the song True Patriot Love from his album Down at the Khyber. That came out in 2001 on Brobdingnagian Records, and I won't say that again, but if you don't get the reference, it was from Swift's Gulliver Travels, and, you know, just means really big, I guess. The Land of Giants was Brobdingnag. Anyway, that one goes out to my favorite people in Halifax, namely Jen and Megan, the only two people in Halifax listening to this program, but there you go. Hi, Jen. Hi, Megan. And, of course, we started that set off with the Lemonheads with a delightful power pop number that kind of sticks out in an album full of more, I don't know, I mean, certainly it's not pop punk, but it definitely is not the alternative rock of the Lemonheads that we knew in the early 90s. And that's not a bad thing, don't get me wrong. It's a good album. I'm going to shift gears a little bit for the next three tracks. I'm going to start things off with Richard Buckner. There's a new album, came out September 12th. On Merge Records. The album is called Meadow, and the song we're going to play is Town. I believe it's the lead-off track from the CD, and it kind of features the fuller sound that Buckner sometimes has and sometimes doesn't. I kind of like it, though. I love the album. I love Buckner. And here's Town.
Can't, boy, take it down and watch it. change. Can you see it too? I guess it got away. What will you miss when things are fine? Single solitary wish. Well, I got a little money buried underneath my porch in an old tin coffee can. Well, it ain't much, but it's enough to buy some wine and to pay the preacher man. Well, she said,
hold on, not so fast. You done me wrong in the past. How do I know that this is real? How do I know that this will last? How do I know that this will last?
Well, I said, I swear down to the marrow of my bone that I'll never leave your side from now on. And if there's one thing I'm certain of, I'll find a way to prove my love. And I'll never leave your side from now on, from now on. She said,
all right, but you better toe the line, 'cause my daddy is a mighty good shot. And I know that that head on your shoulders is the only one you've got. So if you want to keep it, I suggest you treat me right. 'Cause my daddy's got a real short fuse and he's liable to get uptight.
Well, I said, all right, that's fair enough. Now let's get on down the road before your daddy has a chance to reload. Oh Lord, has a chance to reload. Oh, now I swear down to the marrow of my bones, it'll never leave your side from now on. And if there's one thing I'm certain of, I'll find a way to prove my love. And I'll never leave your side from now on, from now on. Well, we had a real shotgun wedding. I brought the rifle and she brought the shells. And the townsfolks thought it mighty odd when they heard us shooting at the wedding bells. Oh Lord, we were shooting at the wedding bells. Oh, now I swear down to the marrow of my bones, it'll never leave your side from now on. And if there's one thing I'm certain of, I'll find a way to prove my love. And I'll never leave your side from now on. And I'll never leave your side from now on.
trouble, more trouble. Can you get any more? Slow bubble boiling on the bedroom floor. Lonely ain't lonely, someone calling at the door. Someone lovely and she's bringing bad news. She clenches and she cries and lays on the stairs, pounding on the earth and yanking at her hairs, and showing such fear at being found unawares, to be here and be bringing bad news. Well, something bad happens and a lot of people go bad themselves, that's how awful it is. Turning half the heart into something hard and dark, and she had to bring here this. Well, she's told, hold your buttons and look at the sky. Someone will fix things if you let your face dry. Keep your face near the earth and your heart beat high, and you may transcend the bad news. Well, something bad happens and a lot of people go bad themselves, that's how awful it is. Turning half the heart into something hard and dark, and she had to bring the airless. For all hammers and nails, for all leaves and wounds, for all love ambitions and enemies and friends, face so fiercely that all her features go. She lays like a monkey unclothed in the snow, and her voice it decays, and before it does she goes, I will never again deliver bad news. Something bad happens and a lot of people go bad themselves, that's how awful it is. Turning half the heart into something hard and dark, and she had to bring here this.
Sweet stuff there. That is Bonnie Prince Billy with the song No Bad News from his new album, The Letting Go. That came out September 19th on Drag City Records. That's a very solid album, though. The first few times I listened to it, I really didn't get that engrossed into it, but then I had to pay a lot more attention and found all the wonderfulness in about it. So, Opal, if you're listening, that's good. You can go ahead and get that one. In the middle of the set there, I played something from William Whitmore and Jenny Houston, or Hoyston, a collaboration EP they made called Hallways of Always. That comes out November 7th of this year on Southern Records. The song I played there is Marrow. And, of course, William Elliott Whitmore, the kind of traditionalist banjo player there from the Upper Mississippi, somewhere Iowa, I think. And I saw him opening for the Pogues when they were on tour earlier this year, right around St. Patrick's Day. And didn't get to see him very well because I was way in the back and, you know, there were drunkards in front of me. But I caught him a week later at a small gig at the Middle East Upstairs and just really impressed. Great guy and great music. Collaborating there with Jenny Hoyston from Erasurada. Erasurada, kind of a very noisy, well, I guess you probably know who they are. Anyway, she's usually very experimental, and this is very rootsy for her and quite a departure, which I guess is an experiment in itself. Anyway, that's off the Hallways of Always EP. And we started the set off there with Richard Buckner with the song Town from his album Meadow. Boy, it's that time. We are at the end of the Too Much Rock podcast. And you've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast. You can find out more information at http://toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. And we've got one track left this week, and that is from MC Paul Barman. Now is when we step back and talk about how Too Much Rock gets created. Every week, whatever music I get, I sample with you guys. I go through, listen to it for a week, listen to it four or five times, eight times, who knows. Depends on the week, I guess. And anything that I hear, you hear. So if it's great, we share it together. If it's bad, we're going to have to groan through it together. And so far this week, we've been exceptionally lucky with great tracks. And now is when things change a bit. My friend Catherine insisted that I listen to MC Paul Barman because it's somebody who's, of great inspiration to her, so I got the album. Well, it's not my thing, obviously. You don't hear much rap on the Too Much Rock podcast, and that's because I just don't like it. How's that for generalization? But there you go. So I've got a song for you here. It's Anarchist Bookstore Part 1, and the lyrics are witty. And that's about all I can say about it. This is from his 2002 album, Paululia, that came out on Coup d'Etat Records. Thank you for listening for the Too Much Rock podcast.
Is my distance from the mic proper? There's a college town with olive green all around. Professors and skate punks rock SD Paul's ball of sound. And there's an anarchist bookstore. There's more than you look for. Core of local folks wait for late lift. There's often a great drift to the shop for the Wednesday night 5 to 8 shift. Cause the clerk at work is the prettiest gal in town. She cries during Allentown. A precocious socialist, and she's willing to pal around. She's twice as cool as the kids from her high school. And every Wednesday after French club, she used to work with stuffed mastodon in the basket on her bicycle. If Noob Chomsky was from the Bronx, he'd have been assassinated promptly. She said he was from the Bronx. He said, you know what I mean, ignoramuses. Oh boy, what a pain this is. So the only paid employee, the manager, came for culture, not accountant. And a girl put a flyer up above the water fountain. She carried clandestine, $2 mescaline, and her blue collar mess and plaster with stickers that said food not bombs, sex not prompts, and critical mass. That bastard voice talent snickered. Nice graphics, but that's just half-assed agitprop to piss off a traffic cop. Aw, shucks. Can it be I'm too lazy for potlucks? If not, my friends, am I willing to cook for? And we're chilling the Anarchist Bookstore! Shit. Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you? Will Barnes & Noble harm the global? Yeah! Will Amazon come? Be-rama grandma's gone, mom?
No! No!
Talent, the rapper had a rapport with the stripper whore he'd vote for long before he'd vote for Tipper Gore. He re-equipped the store with the new credit card machines that put zines in their places. He said take back the streets is more like take back four parking spaces at the most, and left to host the Sunday showcases. He was all dressed in tinsel, yo, but he couldn't convince his friends to go. They were like, voice talent, you put on a minstrel show. He said someone's psychotic, someone took too much semiotics. Furthermore, he thought someone can tizuck my sonic, but VT was the opposite of TV. He'd never accuse someone of being PC, cause it's so freaking dumb to say the term arose on the Columbus Day quincentenary when the Republic was honest about the conquest and wouldn't party as they had previously promised. If someone uses a non-offensive vocabulary, then that person is considerate, not PC. If someone has a heavy-handed agenda, that person is narrow-minded, not PC. Unless you mean Providence College, PC is as meaningless as the president's apology for slavery. Maybe PE should be on the radio, and not just in the African-American Norton anthology. Will Barnes & Noble harm the global? Will Amazon Com be where my grandma's gone, Mom?
No! No!
Will Barnes & Noble harm the global? Amazon Com be around when grandma's gone, Mom?
No! No!
Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you? Cooks for you all.